Tell us exactly what time it is when we start.
Okay, when do we start?
Listen, the program is going to begin in about 5 minutes.
That's way too long.
Way too long. You stretching it out for your
man. I'm not stretching it out.
How long do I have to wait?
How long do we wait?
As long as it takes.
Wait for it.
And wait for the show to begin.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your viewing pleasure, please welcome...
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Indeed we are. Good morning. How you doing? They're burning down Los Angeles and they're blaming Trump. Can you friggin' believe this? Oh, yeah, we're going there this morning. Oh, yeah, we're going there. East Palestine, have you noticed how nobody seems to notice anything more about East Palestine and those poor people after that terrible train fiasco and the bombing and everything else that happened there? Well, I've not forgotten about these victims. I didn't know what I could do about it, but saw this news report. And in this news report, there was about the people in East Palestine. And I thought, oh, my God, this is terrible. And they interviewed this one lady who's an attorney who is representing them. And she's based in either Georgia or Los Angeles. She's all over the place. Anyway, so my people reached out to her people and said, hey, you want to come on and talk with us about what the hell's going on in East Palestine, or more importantly, what is not going on in East Palestine? And is it possible that not only did the Biden administration abandon the citizens of East Palestine, but so too the Trump administration? Is the Trump administration ignoring the victims of East Palestine? I certainly hope not, but we're going to find out. So we've got her scheduled as another live exclusive interview later on this morning. So a lot of stuff to get to today. But first, State Rep Ron Ferguson, he sent me a message last week. He was losing his mind. And typically, Ron is a very cool, calm, collected guy. Typically, he doesn't lose his mind. But he was losing his mind over this because of what was going on in Columbus with the Republicans who control, of course, every aspect of Ohio government. And Ron is a Republican, but he's a MAGA Republican, and he is losing his mind over this. And I said, well, you want to come on and talk about this? Tell the people what's really going on, because there's some bad stuff going on in Columbus that could end up costing my listeners here to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5, cost them a lot of money. And he said, yeah, sure, why not? Absolutely. So Ron Ferguson, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing this morning, Ron?
I'm doing great, Dimitri. It's always great to be back on your show. Glad to be here.
Well, yes, it is. So give us a little background, because normally you're very cool, calm, and collected. You don't go, you know, crazy like me. I go crazy over, you know, well, anything. But you really lost it over this thing. Give us a big picture view of what's going on in Columbus right now, especially in the Senate, and how this could affect my listeners' pocketbooks.
Yeah, so we got a few things going on. You know, on one hand, the Senate is proposing to take the state to a flat income tax, which that concept would be great if we did it while giving everybody a tax cut. But the only thing they want to do is eliminate the top tax bracket. That means if you make under $100,000 a year, you will not see a tax break. And that's just not right. What we should be doing is dropping the tax low enough. In fact, completely getting rid of the income tax. We don't need it. But we should at least be dropping it far enough that every listener gets a tax cut. I'm proposing at least dropping it down to 2.5%, because that means everybody listening right now would get an income tax cut.
Including me?
Well, you have to live in Ohio, Dimitri.
Well, I do. So, yeah, well, this is great news for me. That's great. It's great news for my listeners, but more importantly, it's great news for Dimitri. So that's a very good thing. So tell me, why not just eliminate the income tax in Ohio? I mean, Florida does really well without an income tax, and Tennessee, and I guess Texas, and some other booming states. So why don't we do the same thing here?
We don't have, honestly, enough people that are aggressive enough. You really need a governor that's willing to sign no income tax as well. That's why I look forward to voting for Vivek Ramaswamy here in a couple years, because he has said he will get rid of the income tax. But we definitely can drop it down to a flat 2.5 right now. And, you know, if it's any lower than that, I'll vote for that too, because the number one thing I want to do is make sure to put more money back in the pockets of everybody listening.
So tell me, why is it that the Republicans, who control every aspect of state government in Ohio and most of local government as well, other than the big cities, why is it that they are just giving, you know, like handouts to multimillionaires again? What is it with these people?
Yeah, so what we've heard is that the most important thing to the Senate is getting to a flat income tax. And once it's flat and everybody pays the same rate, they think we'll be able to cut it further from there. You can do both at the same time. You can walk and chew gum at the same time. You can make it flat so that everybody pays the same rate while still cutting taxes for everybody, and that's what we're working for. But, you know, the other thing in the budget that's driving me nuts, a place we could easily take the money from, is it's being proposed to give $600 million to the Cleveland Browns to build a stadium in Brook Park, not even in Cleveland, in another suburb. And, yeah, they want us to foot the bill. They want to give them $600 million.
What is it, again, with these establishment Republicans who control state government? I mean, the left always says that they're, you know, the taxes, you know, tax breaks for the rich and sweetheart deals for the rich. Now, both parties do that, of course. But the knock on the Republican establishment is that they do that a lot. And it sure looks that way yet again, Ron. I got to tell you.
Yeah. What we have in the Senate right now is simply their proposal. By June 30th, we're required by the Constitution to pass the final budget. So doesn't matter what comes out of the Senate, we don't have to pass that version. I won't be voting for that version. But we're going to have a lot more for the listeners here in the next couple weeks as we say exactly what the final version, blending the House and Senate recommendations together, are. And that needs to be a flat income tax that cuts the tax for every single listener. And we got to get that money out of there for the Cleveland Browns. That's money that could be given back to the listeners, to the taxpayers.
Who is the main driving force behind giving $600 million in corporate welfare to this multi-billionaire out of Pittsburgh who owns the Cleveland Browns?
It's really hard to pin down exactly who the driving force is. I mean, there's so many lobbyists and special interests that get paid a lot of money to do these things. It has to be probably a web of those folks. But I'm sure, you know, time always reveals the answer.
All right. How likely is it that the citizens of Ohio are going to have to give $600 million in corporate welfare to the multi-billionaire from Pittsburgh who owns the Browns? How likely is it?
I would say it's more than likely. The best thing people can do is encourage their state reps and state senators to vote no on that project. Of course, you don't have to waste your time with me. I already voted no in the House, and I'll vote no every step of the way on that.
Well, you're never a waste of time, Ron Ferguson. We always enjoy having you here. You're never a well, that one time. But, I mean, no one has a perfect day all the time. In any event, all right, so there's that. What else is going on in Columbus? What else do we need to be aware of that could end up blindsiding us?
Yeah, I wouldn't say so much in Columbus, but definitely in the state of Ohio. I'm sure you've heard about the petition signatures being circulated for the abolish the property tax.
Oh, I had Keith Davey on last week, and the numbers are insane. He's saying virtually every county has people who are circulating this petition to eliminate the property tax. Now, you aren't on board with that, are you?
Yeah, I actually, when I first got elected, I said the number one thing I would like to do is make sure Ohio is the first state in the nation not to have property tax. It's crazy. You never own your land. Like, your house is your number one asset, your home, and you should own your own home.
Right.
You should not have to pay rent to the government.
But the last time we spoke, I got the sense that you actually were not in favor of this constitutional amendment, or proposed constitutional amendment.
Oh, no, absolutely. I would love to see this proposed constitutional amendment pass. We have so much waste in government. I tell people this all the time. We will make sure that our roads are paid for, our first responders, our court systems, our education system, all the basic essential functions of government will absolutely be paid for if we get rid of property tax. The things that will be cut are the frivolous nonsense things like Cleveland Brown stadiums, the Cleveland Arts Council, all these other things that I see in the budget. We have something, the new African Immigrants Commission. I mean, I don't even know why we're creating this commission, but it's in the budget. These are the kind of things that we would eliminate and be able to make sure that you don't have to pay property tax, because that's what we ultimately do, is prop up these unnecessary expenses.
All right. Well, I'm pleased to hear this. Now, let me play the devil's advocate. I like you. Help me understand. Are you taking an active role in this, circulating petitions or organizing anything in Jefferson County or really up and down the river here to make this happen? Or are you just going on, Dimitri, and saying, yeah, I think this is a good idea, and then you get on with your life?
I have not yet, because we're really busy through that June 30th deadline, but I plan to after that, when the 1st of July hits, to get out there and help everybody.
So, wait a minute. The deadline is July 1. Wait a minute.
No, the deadline's July 1 for our budget. It's not for the petitions for the property tax.
I thought that was for the petitions to get on the November ballot.
I don't believe that's the same date. I'll double check that and make sure. I will get out there beforehand if so, but I'm fairly certain it's a little bit later than that.
All right. Who are the main people in Jefferson County and Belmont County who are doing the petition drive?
I'm not sure. I know that there's you know the Facebook graphics and things are up, but I'm not sure exactly who the key point people are for that right now.
I think this would be a great thing for you to become the key point person up and down the valley regarding this. I'm dead serious about this. I think this could be a wonderful, wonderful thing for you. The show Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is behind this 100%. All of our radio stations are behind this 100%. Mr. Deep Pockets himself is behind this 100%. This is a winner by any definition, Ron. So if you can be one of the leads on this and use all of your influence to help get these petitions out there, and have you come in the studio with some of the petition people from Belmont County and Jefferson County, I'm telling you, I think this is a winner. I really do. So, Ron, any other thoughts that we need to discuss here regarding what's going on in Ohio, what's going on in Columbus? Because you're like our main guy here to give us a heads up, because the local media is so useless.
Well, I do want to just make one final comment on that property tax thing.
Yes.
Which was there are two ways to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot in Ohio. Citizens can get enough petition signatures to get on the ballot, or any representative or senator can propose one in the House and the Senate. And if we get enough votes in the House or Senate, the legislature can put it on there. If enough signatures are not collected, I'm going to draft it up as a state legislator. I am going to submit it to my colleagues and say they barely missed the mark. Clearly, people want to vote on this. Let's take the vote and give them the opportunity to vote on this.
Our studio audience loves this. Oh my God! Sit down. All right. Well, it's a big, big hit. Hey, Ron. If people want more information, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah. So what you want to do is just give me an email. So my email is ron.ferguson@ohiohouse.gov. Again, that's ron.ferguson@ohiohouse.gov. That's the best way, really, to get a hold of me, get into the office. If you don't have that, you could also give me a call. The number to give me a call there, and I'm trying to pull it up as we speak, but it would be...
You forgot the number. You believe this?
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, we've got a hard break here. We'll call back some other time and remember your number. Ron, have a great day. Take care.